This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This Wednesday, the Supreme Court hears arguments about whether Abercrombie and Fitch discriminated against a job applicant. She wore a headscarf to the interview 7 years ago and did not get the job, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
When the young Muslim teenager showed up with a headscarf on for her Abercrombie job interview, she didn't talk about her religion. The company didn't ask, but it guessed.
The applicant never said, "I need a religious accommodation."
Jonathan Siegel of the law firm Duane Morris handles labor law. When Abercrombie didn't hire the applicant because of the headscarf, it was relying on established practice that someone has to volunteer their religious affiliation first and ask a company to accommodate them. And that, says Siegel, is what the Supreme Court case challenges.
The key is whether the applicant needs to say it or whether the employer has constructive knowledge.
Constructive knowledge, as in Abercrombie should have known her headscarf was for religious purposes. Michael Delacat of Orrick, Harrington & Sutcliffe says that notion complicates the job interview process.
If Abercrombie is to lose, it definitely puts employers in a more perilous position.
Because, he says, employers will have to walk a fine line, avoiding asking employees about religion, but also avoiding potential discrimination. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.